But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Woe to he who calls evil good and good evil. It's funny how the media portrays things. They really pushing hard for this gay thing. And it's so wicked how they manipulate things. Can't even disagree without them making it a hate thing. I say you wrong and you holler hate instantly. But you say we the ones who don't tolerate differences. There's a whole lot of things I could say really, but see your hypocrisy is something I can paint vividly.
Let's go.
Saying it's the way you was born, and I'm sure that you lust like I do, just in a different form. But I'm married, so if I give in to mine, I'm a cheater. If you give in to yours, you just fight to make it legal. You rather fight God than fight sin. The Bible is alright until it calls what you like sin. And I feel so disrespected that you were so desperate you would compare your sexual habits to my skin.
What?
Calling it the new black? Tell me where they do that. They hung us like tree ornaments. Where were you at?
Huh?
They burned us for entertainment. You go through that?
Huh?
Moms raped in front of their kids while they shoot dad. Ever been murdered just for trying to learn how to read, bro?
No.
Show of hands?
I
ain't think so. So quit comparing the two. It ain't the same fight. You can play straight, we can never play white. Using black people as pawns for your agenda. And these sellout rappers to do whatever you tell them.
Sellout.
Skirts on stages, campaigning for that black vote. Afraid to be blackballed, so they play that role. You were never oppressed, the devil was a liar.
Liars.
The only thing oppressed was your sexual desire.
That's all.
Keeping your desires oppressed is so lame to you. But when you get married, that's what you expect your mate to do.
Right?
It angers you if I compare you to a pedophile.
Why?
Cause he's sick, right?
Really?
And you better how.
Man, I ain't choose this.
You think he chose that?
But I was born this.
Well, prove he wasn't born that. But you were never a girl. He was once nine, so at one time in his life it was just fine.
But
make your laws right. I'm not buying it, so put him in that same trash can you threw that Bible in. See how that cycle is? Nobody wants to repent of their evil, so we all try justifying it.
We all.
And you say it's about rights, but you lying though. Domestic partnerships gave you rights a long time ago.
Right?
God created marriage when he did. He defined it though, so why is it you want what he created but deny him though? It's not wicked enough switching the definition. You want it done by Christian in a church you worship in,
really?
And that rainbow you using is a gay pride symbol. It represents a covenant with God if you didn't know. Check Genesis 9:13 for the info. Homie, the war spiritual, you don't know what you in for. I ain't saying your sin's worse, but it is sin though. The Lord took the punishment for it all on him though.
Praise
we
God.
Just gotta repent though. The problem is if you don't call it sin, then you walk as if there's nothing to repent for. Let's recap. We all wicked and desire sin, but imagine a world where no one kept their desire. In. If something was called right simply cause we desired it, when your right goes against my right, who's right or win? As for being born away, I should never see y'all ever use a word like retard to describe someone who was born a little differently than we are. I guess Down syndrome really isn't a thing, y'all. What do we call your syndrome? Oh, that term is offensive now when it hits home. So what gives you the right to call the way he was born a defect?
Huh?
I call yours a defect, you feel it's disrespect. You don't believe in God? Hey, the universe says if we all gay, we either die off or have to do it God's way. And God loves you no matter what you struggle with. At least struggle though, don't just give up and quit. Forget how you were born, we were all born in sin. But Christ died for your sin, you can be born again.
Praise God for
we were all born in sin, but Christ died so that we could be born again.
Hallelujah. And I never want to act like all gay people are the same, because that's ignorant. But at the same time, what I won't allow you to do is paint this beautiful picture like we don't have people from the LGBT community out here running up in churches, disrupting services, kissing on the pulpit, out here attacking old ladies, throwing crosses down and stomping them, violently assaulting people. So don't take my most aggressive lines that you know or to that group and try to apply it to the friendliest, lovingest gay person, because that's not the case. And to that struggling Christian right now, struggling with homosexuality, fight the good fight, soldier. No matter what anybody says, we all have different desires. We all are drawn towards different sin. And my desire might not be your desire, but I have a desire that's just as strong for another sin. And I have to fight it day in and day out. And sometimes I win, and sometimes I lose. Sometimes I stand, sometimes I fall. But fight the good fight, God is worth it. God bless you. No hate about it. I love you.